All right, what's going on, people? Not Just Music Podcast in the building. Another good evening. What's good with you, bro? How's everything today?
What's happening, man? Good, good. How about you, bro?
Excellent, man. Doing good. It's another good Tuesday. Let's bring up this Black History again, because, you know, it's that time. I don't even think a lot of people even knew that. This year marks 100 years of Black history. So if nobody ever knew that, this is actually a historical moment. A lot of Black people are part of right now that they probably don't even realize. Did you know that, bro?
Know what, bro? Say it again.
This year marks 100 years of Black history. You knew that?
Not, you can be honest, I thought Black history existed as long as Black people existed.
Yeah, actually.
Real talk, bro. I didn't know it had a year or a number on it.
It actually has a year and a number on it, man. It came up today in part of some of my history readings. I was looking at it, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, man.
That's crazy, right? You would think it existed as long as Black people existed.
Yeah, so I did a little research on it, and this is what Google AI came up with. I want everybody to hear it. February 2026 marks the 100th anniversary of organized Black history commemorations in the United States. What began as a week-long effort to integrate Black stories into American education has evolved into a global movement of reflection and celebration. So let's keep going. It says the observance was established to ensure that the too often neglected accomplishments, what basic stuff me and you always talk about with people, just, you know, a lot of the Black stuff just kind of got overlooked. Yeah. Of Black Americans were honored as an integral part of the nation's story. Now, 1926, an historian by the name of Dr. Carter G. Woodson and the Association for Study of Negro Life and History, they basically launched Negro History Week. And basically, it is always they marked it always on the second week of February. The reason being, the date of choice came because of Frederick Douglass. His birthday was on February 14th, and Abraham Lincoln, his birthday was on February 12th. Now, the reason they chose these two people, because they were the first two people in history to push Black liberation. So that's the reason why they chose that second week of February. Of course, things done changed over the years. You know, 1976, they showed during the U.S. Bicentennial, President Gerald Ford officially recognized it as Black History Month, urging Americans to seize the opportunity to honor Black achievement. And neither one of us kind of even brought up him yet in a conversation to actually talk about it. But it's deep that nobody ever really appoints him in any way, shape, or form towards, you know, history. And it's deep that it was him to actually mark the whole entire month, but it still really didn't get any big wings until it just took some time to grow.
He got a patent, or what you call it?
He basically
it's a certified stamp.
Yeah, basically certified. Yep, basically, him being the president of that time in 1976, you know, that's when things started to kind of change.
Oh yeah, they started signing. They signed, don't they sign laws in and stuff? So he signed it in law, right?
Yeah, at the U.S. Bicentennial.
Yep. Oh, okay.
U.S. Bicentennial. Yep, they did it. That's when they did it in 1976.
Man, yeah, like you say, dang, that's crazy. We missed that part of history, though. That's crazy. But like I said, who would have thought that Black History Month had a date to it? A Black History, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would just think that it was just existed since the first black person was born, put on this earth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, that just, I mean, that's a good thing, though. We think like that, because that means, hey, black history always been, it's always been black history, long as black exists.
Exactly. And this something I thought about. They was comparing, what's going on now to what was going on 100 years ago, right? And I gotta say this now. Okay. So, the talk of the situation, we already been talking about Nikki, and I gotta bring this up because it's just it's part of this situation of this 100-year stretch that's going on, right?
Right.
And we you want to put a black face on something, and think about this, dog. Just think about this. The person that they tried to choose was Nicki Minaj. Just think about that for a second, bro. Think about it. Out of all the black folk that they could have
chosen, they tried to get her the queen of.
They tried to roll around. You know what I thought about too? You know,
the face of hip hop, girl, the women hip hop, right?
They took, notice this. They done completely wrote off Candace Owens as if in like she ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Now, you notice that, right?
But you know what? I think Nicki is the replacement for Candace Owens.
Gotta be.
I think that's the replacement, man.
Gotta be.
Because didn't Candace get in a little situation where she said something about Charlie Kirk or whatever?
Yeah, she basically
went against the grain a little bit from what I heard.
She jumped on our ship.
Yeah. Now Trump had to find a replacement. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly. And see,
he had to find a replacement.
As me and you talked about in that reaction. The likelihood of what's going on, the light bulbs just slowly starting to just come on. I'm looking at all these tweets that she's tweeting or on X, and looking at all these.
She couldn't even name a trait that she loved of the president, former president. She couldn't even come up with a trait. They asked her in the interview, what's some of the traits you love about the president? And you know what her response was? I just
say it.
He got bullied. I didn't like how they bullied him. And I'm used to getting bullied. So that was her response, right?
Bro. Because he's used to getting bullied. Listen to that. Bullying.
Look, Trump should be the last one talking about getting bullied, right? Look. Trump is the biggest bully. It seemed like he can throw the smoke, but he can't take no smoke.
Can't take no smoke. He can't take no smoke, man. And this at a 100-year mark, this is what they were saying. Like, we was fighting for a situation. And now look at what we're doing with it. And I'm not even speaking of the part of saying, like Republican versus Democrat versus a libertarian or whatever. I'm speaking of just across the board, period. Like, look at how we doing with the power. Like, we literally play with it like it's okay.
Well, know what, though? These situations, bro. These situations when people show their true colors, it makes me really like we do the research. We go back. I do the history. And like I said in one of the previous blogs we did, she's from Trinidad.
Yeah.
She's not even really American. Fully black.
Yeah.
So I expect this. Like, that's what I'm glad this stuff happens, because then you start evaluating the person, like going back, checking the history of these people, and you realize she probably didn't like these black girls anyway. Her being from Trinidad and her, she probably looked at these black girls that looked up to her and looked down upon these girls. Like, it's sad. Mm-hmm. She probably never really had respect for her black fans anyway. Like, because your true colors are coming out, you can't come back from this. I don't care. Apology is not going. Nah, you said what you said. And then she basically was saying she felt bad for the white individuals, something like white girls should be able to fit in with black girls or something. like we haven't been the ones being oppressed for years. Like white people have been good.
Oh man, that was I was trying to understand what she. I was like, okay, this definitely sounds like a reach for a new type of power. And she, and if nothing else, like to point out one key thing about this, to bring up an album in the midst of all of this, to point the albums to say, hey, I'm going to hold the album until this to contract get negotiated.
You know what, though? Well, you know, a lot of fans probably like keep that album. Man. We don't want that. You don't want that album, man. Like a lot of people like me probably like keep that album, man. You done hurt. This ain't a great rollout. If this was her rollout, man, for the album, this was a huge flop. Like Charlamagne, she deserved Donkey of the Day. Boy. Like Breakfast Club, get her Donkey of the Day, man.
She should own it. She should own that right. Yeah. Right. About every until the whole situation play out and be done.
Donkey of the Day.
It's a situation too, though. You know, I'm gonna say this again. You know, pay attention to all of this, y'all. Like this is out of all of the 100 years of being on considered. You know, in our history, look at what we doing now. You know, look at that. I still say this. Who can point out one situation right now that is considered positive? Like Q brought up a situation about the skater. I mean, about the hockey chick. I can't think of her name right now. But
oh man, what's her name?
Is it Crystal and Finster? Was that it? No, that wasn't the other chick. Who was it? It was the one before. But I'm gonna start talking about this. Like this is something I noticed. It's somebody posted, you know, with her being one of the best and top Olympians right now, considered to be in the Olympics and big, have a big rollout, you know.
And somebody just invested into her, bro.
Yeah,
sorry to cut you off. The tight end from the Chiefs. What's his name? Travis?
Yeah. Kelce.
She shouted him out years ago. Or something like that. Well, no, Travis shouted her out, congratulated her because she made something on a team way before the Olympics, and he congratulated her, and he ended up endorsing, giving her money, putting into her in her brand.
And I'm gonna tell you this, and this is the reason why I'm bringing that up. So, do realize that these Olympians do not make money like y'all think. This is classic America,
right?
Displaying how they care and what they care about.
You will never understand unless you play sports. Like, you know, that, like that medal, when you get that medal means everything. That gold medal, it's like something that you can use. It's like a resume. It's like, that's going to carry you through life, like a college graduate. That gold medal means the world. Like, I've received medals, you know, just not Olympics, but in competitions and stuff like that. And you always want that gold. You always want that number one. Mm-hmm. So if you never been in any kind of sports or competition, I wouldn't expect them to understand it. Like, it's deeper than money. It's kind of like bragging rights.
It's a part of it. It's bragging rights. Then there's a part of it that comes with a burden, though. There's a part of it that is a burden. I mean, you the parts of it that are a burden are this is me speaking from a track and field standpoint because I know people personally that you know deal with the whole situation of how the U.S. and Olympics and how they, you know, look at this situation. So I'm not even speaking of the part of the celebratory. I'm speaking of the part of where there's the taking care of,
There's the part where there's the, well, we make the country look good. Well, what comes with making the country look good?
Yeah, so I agree. That should be.
So I'm gonna give an example. So just like with her, you know, with the, I'm gonna call her name. Let me pull up on my phone just so right, I want man, to I swear say her was, name. I'm gonna go on here and pull this episode up because I want to say her name because it's only right that I say her name.
Right. It's on the tip of my tongue, too.
Come here. Episodes. Scroll down. What's going on? It's your boy, Duan Barino from Not Just Music Podcast. I have a very special offer for you guys via morelabs.com. If you're that type of person who loves to drink coffee, but you don't want to always drink coffee, or if you're the type of person that doesn't drink coffee at all but needs a very much needed push boost in the morning, we have something for you. Morning recovery supplement. It is very, very useful. It is very, very highly effective. Also, if you're the type of person that, you know, you got drunk the night before and you wake up in the morning, you had a hangover, guess what? It works for you too. All right. So at the end of the day, if you head over there to morelabs.com, we have something set up for you already at checkout. All you have to do is enter the code NJMP and you will receive 25% off instantly. How about that? Can you beat that? Head over to morelabs.com. All right. Peace.
Layla Edwards.
There you go. Layla Edwards was the one. What happened was, this is part of like what I mean by like travel, you know, even when you get there, you know, taking care of things while you're there, you know. Yeah. They don't even allot this situation to certain Olympians, bro. And it's sad to say this, and I'm gonna give you my reason how I know, because I've seen so many things that came up over the past 3 days that's considering helping her in the situation of her getting there and returning home, travels, all of that stuff. Now
that's crazy, though.
Now hear me out, bro. Now, how can I go, you know, perform and thinking about all of this stuff? I got you thinking about all this overhead I got to take care of at the same time. How I'm supposed to be great? Like, you can be great, but like it's not the case of saying.
You heard what Clarissa Shields said? She said she was number one, mm-hmm. and she was broke. Yeah. She had a gold medal and was broke.
Broke, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you think of I was looking at the other country last Olympics with the track. Yeah. I can't remember which country it was, bro. But the dude won. The dude who won, I think it was the 200, 400. I can't remember what race he won.
Right.
When he won, bruh, he got a house, groceries for a year.
He wasn't black, right?
Yeah, he was black.
Was in another country.
In another country. He's from another country, though. He gets a new house, groceries for a year. I can't remember. I think transportation, some type of transportation situation.
Yeah.
All this is gifted to him because he won the Olympics, right? But then we think about how rich.
But you know what, though, man? Look, this is why I respect black folks. And you making my point, because like you say, we go out there and we run like our life is on the line, like the rent is due. Yeah. We'll go out there and make that tackle like the rent is due. We'll go out, you know what I'm saying? And even if we starving, that's one thing. We'll work hard even at our lowest. We could be down bad, no place to stay. Like, you know, like LeBron used to, his, you know, they was on welfare when he, you know, going to basketball practice. Like, you notice all us, like, we deal with controversy and still succeed in what we do. And we don't make excuses. Even if it might be hard, we find a way. That's one thing you can say about the black culture. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted to shout that out. They cannot never say, that's why they hate us so much, I feel. Because we face adversity in the face, and we go get it. Mm-hmm. Ain't no other race like that, man. I don't care what you say. Look at the history. Look who dominates sports. We talking about Olympics. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, you just added on, we don't get paid for this stuff.
We don't.
But we do it because it's the love for it. And we know we getting cheated, but we ain't gonna let that hold us back. Nah, I ain't gonna lose. I still wanna be number one. We still got that hunger. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about black people, man. We some go getters, regardless of whatever the situation.
So this is the whole underlying point, right? Like, me and you can get on here and speak on a whole lot of situations to consider, especially when it comes to the black culture. You know, it's there's so much in 100 years that has changed. But some people's mentalities are stuck in 100 years ago. And then some people's mindsets are not even here at all. You know, like we've got to that point. We've got to that point now where we have that option. And that's crazy. Like, everybody was all fighting for a cause at one point. And, you know, now it's just like sketchy all across the board. Like, you sent that video the other day, you know, where a situation where you can't even go to a gathering, right?
Yeah.
And take your kids, take your family, take everybody out there, right?
Yeah.
You cannot even, like, to say that somebody can just pull out a gun, right?
Yeah.
Now, you're not thinking somebody's going to pull out a gun. In most cases, when you go to a place, right? You're hoping for the best.
Go ahead. Honestly, I do. Like, what's going on? I always expect the worst, man. Like, I'm sorry. Everything I've seen and, you know, social media, in person, it's just, yeah, like what they call PTSD. I expect that. I'm always on my P's and Q's.
That's for the traumatized.
I'm speaking from a
common place.
Right.
For the sake of
a little innocent kid wouldn't expect that.
A child goes somewhere is not expecting to be ambushed by a situation.
That's why my heart hurts when things happen to kids, because it takes me back to when I was a kid. I was innocent, just wanting to have a good time, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking nothing bad.
Yeah.
So if somebody was to take my innocence, that wouldn't be right. You know, if somebody was to, you know, that's crazy. Take your innocence or, you know, your life. Like,
this is why I said, it goes to what you were saying too, you know. Why is it we used to be, you know, protective of our own, right? Mm-hmm. Now we gotta be protective of our own and against our own at the same time. and it's crazy because, you know, the white man used to want to out us, right? You know, the white man wanted to out the whole black situation in some kind of way.
Black trying to out black.
Now it's totally turned. Now we have the option to say that, man, I can kill this black, this nigga over here if I want to, you know, or however the case it may be. We have that option now. It's crazy to think that way, but for a 100-year turn, that's deep for history. Yeah. Like, we got history now. That it's more black people killing black people. That's the history, bro. That's what we get to say. So 50 years from now, somebody can say, yeah, man. Yeah, we were killing each other back in the day, bro.
You know what I dislike, bro? This is one thing. We will destroy our own brother, our own sister. But soon as that white man come around, we on our best behavior. We don't know nothing. We scared, put our head down. Yes. And that Bill Cosby special taught me a lot. Well, I showed you, I sent you that.
Yeah, boy. That
was a brilliant piece of work, bro. What's the name of it so that the audience can read? Look at that.
So I'm gonna pull this up.
Yeah.
I want you. I'm
I need to watch that.
I'm gonna add some, you know, more depth to this. Matter of fact,
because let's say that
for another episode. Because okay. I don't want to make this one long. Dog vibe, you just woke up a nerve again. I just thought about that because y'all did say that.
Yeah.
So let me give a short insight. So years back in the '70s and eighties, we didn't have like too many people who would push the black situation. When I say black situation, just take a pick at anything that was going on in the '70s and the '80s, or '60s, '70s, '80s, and to bring light to it in some type of way of saying that let's talk about history and why we're here and what's going on and what's the situation of our history. What do we know about us? What don't we know about us? Did they tell us the truth about this at school? Did they tell us the truth about that at school? All this had to come into play some type of way, right? So let me bring this up. I want to say this. So some of my teachers in elementary, right? They were, you know how me and you talk about how they never stressed the situation of black history for us. And it's not saying, you know, teaching history, as they call it, American history. I think that's what it was called when I was in, you know, early parts of school. Right. You know, they never talked about anything black. But didn't you just say American history? So we're not gonna get American history. We just gonna get a whole bunch of diluted white history telling us about stuff around black people, and you gonna tell us this was created by this person, tell us it was created by that person. I used to have these questions. I'm just throwing all of this out there, because we gonna get back up tomorrow too. But it's crazy to me what history has given us. Like I said, 100 years, like you said, I wasn't thinking about 100 years. You get what I'm saying? I didn't even know we got to 72 years, you know?
I didn't know we got to
78 years. I didn't know we got to 82. I mean,
that just messed me up right there, man. That's a hey, good catch. That's some good history, bro.
Good
insight.
Lost, stolen, or strayed. And listen to the title. The reason why I asked all the questions, why I pointed out certain people, why school, you know, they teach us, and it's crazy, me and you had a very long pod about that, you know. What did they teach you in school? So what did they teach you in school? You know, and we both broke down different situations to where, so did they lie? You know, did they tell us parts out and don't tell?
That's a lie.
So if who you made this?
Out and change, yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, who really made this? Who? And I'm going to tell you, the first person who said that to me, bro, was my Aunt Lo. God rest her soul. She was the first person to ever like really push black history to me. She like, nah, nephew, let me tell you, let me show you this. Grandma sat us down, not my grandma via my Aunt Lo, my grandma Daisy, my mama's grandma, my great grandma, basically. She had big help in raising me. Died the year before I graduated high school. Hate this, y'all. I was hoping that she would have made it, but she was in her 90s, but she lived a long life. Long story short, bro, when I say she sat me down and she said, watch this, don't move. And I sat down, I watched that thing, bro. And the craziest thing of what we were told, bro, most of the stuff they was teaching us was stolen, or it was stolen, or if it was lost, they tried to find a way to cover it by something. By a moment. So they'll pick a moment. So say if it was created in 1902 by somebody black, right? Say if that black person didn't put a stamp on it, and somebody in 1910, it was a white person, picks it up, and they can claim it, bro, just because it didn't have no patent on it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's crazy how some of the stuff that we see every day, and you'd be like, okay, somebody black created that, and we probably don't even know somebody black created that. You know, it's deep.
You know, whoever the person that created the shoe machine to make shoes.
Yeah.
Black. That's what I learned in there. I learned a lot from that, bro.
Yeah.
I learned a lot from that. And the sugar.
Yep.
I learned a lot from that, bro. Like, no, bro, and what the main part, the teaching, because we always talk about teaching. I know we short, we got a little bit, but the most impactful thing in that film was when the black teacher was in there with all the black kids and he was making them say positive. Like, are you a Negro? They were like, no.
Mm-hmm.
What are you? I'm a black American. Mm-hmm. I'm a black American. Like, you know, like, are you going to be a failure? No. And then he was like, you know, I'm a get you. Like, you, what are you? And the kids were still standing firm to like, no, I'm a black king. I'm a black queen. And so many words. And that was powerful. I was like, we need to instill that
stuff
back into our black kids.
Now you see why I'm pointing out that this is, again, that's a whole conversation, y'all. I'm going to get into that. We'll get into that more in detail next time we pull up and talk. Like this, that story could go.
I didn't mean to go that deep,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm trying to hold some of it, but just hear that part, though. Hear that part. What they teaching us, what they're teaching us is slightly, what, heavily but slightly diluted. It's messed up. And some of the stuff can be hidden and get lost if we don't talk about it ever again. So that's why I try to bring up situations and times and point out these situations, because if we don't, the schools ain't gonna teach it.
It's like reprogramming the brains, man.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. It's gonna be a lot of that. We're gonna have to reprogram a lot of black Americans' brains and minds.
Yeah. So we've been
so confused and lied to and corrupted that
it's gonna
the only way that it's gonna be, like, you have to keep repeating it. You have to keep putting it in their face, you gotta keep putting it in their ears. Even if they don't wanna hear it.
Yep.
That's when you go harder. You know what I'm saying? Yep. When they say, I don't wanna hear that, you go even harder, because eventually it's gonna click.
Bringing it up. Keep bringing it up. This is to put a stamp on this, like, just remember, we've had all the opportunities to present our best to people. We are still having our own opportunities to present to people.
Absolutely.
Which one are you gonna pick, y'all? This is everything that I've been watching at the top of 2026. Yeah, I mean, some of y'all are crazy. Like, some of y'all are really crazy, man. Y'all really, really need to get it, like, together. Like, even me, I have to tell myself that every day. Like, Dwan, be your best. Like, get up and be your best. And you probably wouldn't understand how good it is just to speak that to your own self, because sometimes you won't have nobody to speak that to you, you know. So, I mean,
your family, I wake up and ask God to please just protect my soul, because, bruh, it's like an angel being in a world full of devils.
Yeah,
like that's how sometimes I feel. Like, and you got to ask God to protect you, like, mentally, physically, spiritually, because it's so much hate, bro, out here.
It's
so much hate. It's so much negativity out here, bro, it's going to take. That's why I try to push the message that we push, because I need more than me. I need more than the me's out here. I need a lot of me's to go against all these devils out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I want to wake people up. I need people to have my vision and think how we think. You know what I'm saying? And actually care about black and care about ourselves and love ourselves, most importantly, love ourselves, you know? And once we love ourselves, man, we gonna love, you can love others, but a lot of us don't love ourselves. That's the problem. And
you're right about that.
Yeah, I just want to get to that point where we start loving ourselves, man.
Yeah, you're right about that. And this is the sake of love and help. That this is the help part I'm talking about. That's the help. Like, be that for somebody. Like, we have all the options again to be something. Be that for somebody. Like, some of y'all like way better off than a lot of people, and some of y'all just still choose to be in the most selfish situations that you don't even really have to be in. You could be selfish, but don't be so selfish to the point where you can't open your hand up and help somebody. And I ain't even speaking in the case of saying it's got to be money. It ain't always a money world, y'all. Sometimes you just need to speak to somebody. Sometimes you just say, how you doing? Sometimes you just be like, are you okay? Those things still are value.
Bro, we can't those things get, still we are can't more. Get that.
Some people that, think about it too. You think about this, y'all. When you get about 70, 80, 90 years old, all that talk of what you talking about, man, I don't mind. I admire being by myself. You won't. Because I see a lot of people, I drop off deliveries a lot of times, and I drop off to these older folks, and they can have some of the most eloquent conversations with you just because they ain't talked to nobody in over 2 weeks. Only time they talked to somebody is the last time they went to the doctor's office.
Think bro, about but that. That's the thing. We have this wall up.
Yeah.
We have this wall up. And not only are we hurting everybody up, we hurting ourselves.
Hurting ourselves too. Thank
we
you.
We hurting bro. Ourselves. Thanks for saying and, you, that. And you're blocking a blessing. You're blocking somebody that could come into your life and change. That's why a lot of people say are that. By themselves. Like, sometimes I be like, when people be like, I have nobody. I have no friends. I have no, and I sometimes, most time I tell, look in the mirror. What is it that you are not doing right? Yep. What is it about you? Like, sometimes we have to self-evaluate, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's something about me. Like, I got to change. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the key. Like, you know what I'm saying? And too, cause I see a lot of everybody like to blame others, but blame everybody else but themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody want to play victim. They're the victim. Everybody want to play victim, man. You know, he did it. He did it. What did you do? What are those skeletons? Like they say, truth shall set you free.
Jesus, sir, them people be having them those Lord Jesus. Anyway,
man, I know we going over.
Love
man,
y'all, folks. Bro. Remember to help somebody. And remember to help. If you need help, get help. Autism Speaks community. I love y'all. Caretakers, y'all continue to be big. Don't allow anything to get to y'all. Stay clear. Keep a clear head. Keep a clear mind. Focus. Take care of them. Take care of your loved ones. They need you. All right.
They prayed up. Yeah.
And lastly, remember y'all, this is Black History Month. And remember to learn something. Pick up a book, pick up something, go to the library, pick up the phone.
Shout out to Vanetta Flowers.
Vanetta Flowers.
You know, we talking about the Olympics.
Yeah.
Y'all it's look that her time. Up.
It's that time. It is that time. But she was a very big pinnacle to us in Olympic history. Okay. Yeah. Last thing. I finally put it up. Let me see here. Where is it at? I just had it. Where is that? Let me say this last thing. I just want to say this last piece of this. Okay, here it is. Okay, and the reason why this is significant, 2026 is basically the centennial. The 100-year milestone is commemorated under the theme, A Century of Black History Commemorations, focusing on how these public observances have transformed the statues of Black people globally. All right. We out. We love y'all. Until next time. Peace.